Hi, let's go.
Hello everyone out there in that beautiful world that we call the Want To World on Wednesday nights at 6 p.m. Pacific. This is Oliver and you're listening to Oliver, but tonight is a little bit special. Tonight is a spectacular show. It's extravaganza. It is out of this world. It has Thanksgiving written all over it. And if you listen very carefully, because I'm co-hosting with Raven today, you can hear her in the background because she's actually making the turkey as I'm talking. So if you hear anything going on there, she's actually in the kitchen right now. Guess what? She went out to her own front yard and there was a wild turkey. And I don't know how she got a hold of it, but she did. And, and she's been plucking that turkey all day long. And right now, I don't know what she's doing to it, but it sounds interesting. I can't promise you what it's going to taste like because I've never had her turkey. But we will today. There will be nothing but turkey all over the place. And I'm not trying to offend anybody who's vegetarian and that we should save a turkey on Thanksgiving. I think, isn't that the president? He pardons a turkey every year. I think he does. I find that so funny, honestly. Well, one lucky turkey out of a billion. the president just spared your life. And I find that. So there's so many traditions when it comes to Thanksgiving. And some people will argue that, oh, it's such a beautiful time to get together with family and be thankful for everything. And that's usually when we get a chance to sit down and fight about everything, you know. And
yeah.
this year, right? Oh, I should probably introduce you to Raven. Raven, can you come in from the kitchen just for a moment?
Oh, sure.
All right. Hey, Raven, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, I'm doing good. It's Thanksgiving, U.S. Thanksgiving, which
yes.
I, funny enough, don't celebrate.
I know.
But I do today. And but I did celebrate Canadian Thanksgiving earlier in October. It's always the second Monday of October. That's Canadian Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it seems like everybody... They just from Europe invaded North America and all the indigenous people, and they were all grateful, whether they were Canada or the U.S. You know, they all had a story to tell about being grateful for something. I do have a story to talk about, you know, Canadian Thanksgiving, which is kind of funny because those little pomegranates, I think they're called, apparently they're full of C vitamin, and during Thanksgiving it prevented everybody from getting scurvy.
Oh, wonderful.
Isn't that, yeah, that's Canadian Thanksgiving in a nutshell. And
well, one of the traditions here in America, anybody who was in grade school in the 70s will know what I'm talking about for sure, but I think they still do it. And it's called, as kids, we would always draw hand turkeys. And since you've never, you know, being that you were from Europe, you don't know about the whole hand turkey. And you have to at least once in your life draw a hand turkey. So whenever
I've drawn my hand before, but not with a turkey in mind.
And so I will teach gobble, you gobble, how gobble, to make gobble, one. Gobble. And everybody that's listening, if you would like to follow along and draw a hand turkey tonight, if you will do that and take a picture of it and post it in our chat room, we will give you a brief free reading.
Oh, that's right. We voluntold ourselves to do that.
Yeah.
Yes, that's fun. I like it. I think that's just the way it should be. Yes. So did everyone hear that? That if you draw a hand turkey and you take a picture of it with your cell phone, it'd be like really, really complicated if you take the camera from the desktop or laptop and then you have to send it and just use your phone and then upload it. And if you do that, you get a free reading. But aren't we giving readings away anyway?
Well, yeah.
Okay, but this is like an incentive to really, really
They
getting
get to go
on it.
first. Anybody who doesn't
They get to go
yeah.
first. Yeah, the hand turkey people get to go first.
Yes, we're
All
going to
right.
reward creativity and spontaneity. So
I love that. See, now we have an incentive. And but see, now you, that brings me to another point, Raven. So thank you. because I want to tell you that you have to get to the chat room to do that. And if you don't know how to get there, it's very, very simple. If you can find the, well, you should be able to, or on your search engine, if you can find 12radio.com and go to our website, which is 12radio.com, up in the left-hand corner, when you get there is a button that says chat. Just clip, not clip it, but click it, and it'll take you to our chat room, which is over at Facebook. Or you could also go directly to Facebook and search 12 Radio. But I've tried that sometimes. I don't know if it has been fixed. We have to talk about Jay, we have to talk to Jay about that because he knows a little bit more of it. And yes, we have Jay in the background. He's going to be busy tonight because he's going to be in on this turkey as well that Raven is cooking right now, and I have a few tasks that I have to we have to make sure he doesn't fall asleep, right? Sitting and listening to us, to Raven and I, so we got to keep him busy,
Oh, yeah.
He's so gonna draw a hand turkey, and he's gonna say and hand it over to and so that should be fun nonetheless. So yes, so as we're moving through, this is really, we're already all over the place. But see, before we get started, because I have my friend from South Park, they're also going to come in and talk a little bit about Thanksgiving and
Oh, good.
aliens. Thanksgiving and aliens.
All right. Love it. What a combo.
Well, I'm
I
honestly
know, because I thought that would really just make sense. The South Park got a chance to sit and talk about that. But first, let's go back to Canadian Thanksgiving.
Yes,
Okay,
think about that.
because then we because that way we have not offended the Canadians. Okay,
Oh, yes, we don't want to offend the Canadians.
no,
No.
and you know South Park, they blame everything on Canada anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and I just
So
want
we're
you all
real.
to know I'm not asleep. I'm here, in the background. If
Oh,
anything goes awry, in the other realms or in the chat, I will definitely come on and let you all know.
Okay.
get on with that hand turkey, okay, Jay? Seriously, you always have to keep him in straight line here. So
I get easily distracted too over here. I'm gonna focus.
oh, as they say with a heavily thick Spanish accent, focus.
I just love the night before a major holiday.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun if we actually
It
celebrated it here in Canada. I'm actually traveling tomorrow. I'm getting on an airplane and I'm getting out of here.
Oh, you are. You going home?
Nope.
Nope. Where you
You
going?
nope. Nope. You guess. Come on.
Mexico.
Nope.
No. Not going to Denmark?
Nope. No, I'm flying to British Columbia here in Canada, for a long weekend. So this is like to talk about Thanksgiving. It could also be Friendship Day, okay? I met this guy Anthony last year in Puerto Vallarta. So it's actually it ha it is sort of related to Mexico in a sense. And he actually, even though he sounds like a true-born Canadian, he is actually a Portuguese background, and that's actually his first language. It's not like me; I still have my Danish accent, but because it just makes me so much more charming. So the funny part is that we really hit it off. We sat there and talked for like hours, and about just about everything. We're actually starting a podcast here in the future, Anthony and I. So that's part of why I'm going out there, so we can just writing it off as a business trip. Oh, I just feel like going
Oh,
to
good. Yeah.
Yes, that thing, right? And so we're going to sit down and talk a little bit about our podcast series that's coming up. But that was actually his idea. But yeah, we met a year ago. But the really neat part is that we've managed to stay in touch, and we talk like every other day. And it's like, oh my God, that cat did not like that turkey.
Sorry
I
about
hope
that.
it. Well, I hope everything's okay, because that did not sound good.
Oh my God.
You are cooking the turkey and not the cat, right?
I think I'm going to just cook, throw both of them in the oven. Oh my god.
Okay,
god, that scared me. They were right here behind the laptop too, and I didn't really see what was going on. And they just
how can you not see your cats? You got 80 of them.
No, no, I don't. Not 80. The numbers are dwindling. Thank God.
Oh, they're dwindling. Okay. Oh. Well, seriously.
Sorry
so
about that.
Well, I had a squirrel moment. The cats gave me a squirrel moment. Squirrel.
My heart is pounding my chest. It scared me to death.
Yeah, I would too if I'd been sitting there, because that sounded really dramatic. But you know, hey, it is a Thanksgiving special with Oliver and Raven, so we gotta really, you know, infuse it with a little drama here. You know, gotta turn it into a telenovela, right? So now that we're on the topic of Mexico, but the neat part is that Anthony and I, we've been staying in touch, and which is really neat. And then now we're doing this podcast. So I'm flying out there for a long weekend, and it's going to be nice. And well, I don't know if it's going to be nice, but we also go into the little town Oliver in British Columbia. That is wine country. That's wine
cool.
country. So they actually have a town called Oliver out there. So
it.
Of course it's my town.
Yes.
How
it
could
is.
It, how could it not be? Okay.
Not be. Indeed. They named
Indeed.
It for you.
Indeed. Yeah. I will not say any other thing. That's it. And if anybody contradicts me, I am just going to say, you are wrong. So I'm going to British Columbia tomorrow. So why are we talking about that?
You said you were getting on an airplane tomorrow. Guess where you were going. And I missed all the guesses.
You missed all the guesses. Yeah, that's easy to do. Because I changed it up a little bit. I threw a wrench in there.
You know, I thought you were leaving Canada, but you're going to British Columbia.
Yeah, I'm still in Canada, but seriously,
that was a trick question. See,
it was a trick. Well, we're doing these quizzes tonight, so get used to it. There's going to be a lot of tricky questions tonight. But this is not it. But let me read a little bit about just a little bit. Not that I want you to fall asleep or anything. It's not really long. But it is a little bit about why we celebrate Canadian Thanksgiving as opposed to why we celebrate American Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Or U.S., I would say U.S. Thanksgiving, because we're all Americans over here, right?
Right.
So U.S. Thanksgiving. And because it is sort of different. I mean, like Canadians, they always do it the Canadian way. Oh, you found a cranberry. Okay, let's say thank you. I did have Thanksgiving, you know, and according to history, or if you go the dark way or the dark route with the U.S. Thanksgiving, oh, we saw the indigenous people and we slaughtered a turkey. It's always going to happen. And John Wayne came in on a horse and says, Hinden and hoof. And so it is. But first, we will talk a little bit about Canadians. This is as the story goes, and this is how any good paragraph should open. As the story goes, in 1578, English explorer Martin Frobisher and his crew gave thanks and communion was observed. That doesn't make sense.
Did you say Frobisher?
What? Yeah, no, Frobisher. Frobisher, yeah.
Oh, I thought you said Blowfisher.
No, he's not. He's not a. No, he's not a Frobisher. He's a Frobisher. So yes, and he had a crew, and they gave thanks and communion, and that thanks and communion, it was observed. Okay.
Okay.
And it was. It was like observed either on land in Frobisher Bay or in present days in Nunavut, or on board a ship anchored there. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, so we're good. We're good there. We're back in 1578. You bring yourself back to 1578 before we discover Canadian Thanksgiving. So the explorers, they dined on salt. Mm. Oh, it's called salt beef. Okay, so the beef was salted. Okay, I didn't see that. And then biscuits and mushy peas, and gave thanks through communion for their safe arrival in then Newfoundland. Oh, wow. So that's because that's why they celebrate Thanksgiving, for safe arrival.
Yeah.
This is so civil, right? You know, we didn't kill anybody. Well, I'm sure the cow or the beef there probably wasn't so happy, but it was salted. Okay. And this is now accepted as the first Canadian Thanksgiving, 43 years before the first American Thanksgiving. Ooh, you're supposed to go, ooh.
Oh, I think there probably was a Thanksgiving before the pilgrims arrived, because I mean the Vikings were there long beforehand.
Well, they just raped and conquered and pillaged and went back to Norway, because it was not the Danish Vikings, because we were very nice.
Yes, you were very nice.
Well, we actually were. So now that, okay, we're going from Canadian Thanksgiving to the Vikings of Scandinavia. So just they were sort of like, it was really known that the Norwegian Vikings, they were the ones who were more the aggressive ones. And the Danish Vikings, they were more about home and agriculture and really working like seriously the soil, actually make it work, and crops, everything else. That was sort of what they were more known for. And we don't know what the Swedes were known for, because no one ever, because I don't think ABBA actually existed back then. and whatever Iceland was doing, who knows? And I don't even know if Finland was part of the Nordic country at that point, because they spoke a completely different language that has literally nothing to do with the other Scandinavian countries. So there you go. But I digress, because I have a little bit more about that little Canadian Thanksgiving, and then we can move on to what we're celebrating here today, the U.S. Thanksgiving. So 40 years later, on November 14th, 1606. Well, we went from 1578 to 1606. I have to do my math there to see if it's, but actually, that's not 40 years later. Somebody get their math right here. That doesn't make sense. Seriously. Whoever wrote this must have been, okay. Oh, the Library and Archives of Canada. Yeah, well, go figure. They went to the wine store and they've been sitting there drinking mulled wine all night long before they wrote this. Or they had some other drink. 48 years later, on that date, that is really not 48. It sounds a little less than that, like 38 years later, but possibly. Inhabitants of New France, under Jean-Marie de Champlain, held huge feasts of Thanksgiving between local Mi'kmaq and the French. That's kind of funny. No, they're like, how do you say that? That is an indigenous group, tribe, I guess, or what you call Mi'kmaq. I've never heard of them.
Huh. Yeah, Mi'kmaq.
Oh, Mi'kmaq. Okay. Though not known at the time by the settlers, cranberries, this is the fun part, rich in vitamin C, are credited with helping avoid scurvy. Mm-hmm. The neighboring Mi'kmaq likely introduced the French to cranberries, or as they called them, petite pomme rouge, little red apples. And there you go. So that's Canadian Thanksgiving. We started in 1578, and it started a little earlier than the U.S. Thanksgiving. But we just, Dave and I, we have just decided the Vikings were there first, and there was the English explorer Martin Frobisher, or not the Flower or whatever, and his crew, because they gave thanks for a safe arrival in Newfoundland, or which later was to become Newfoundland in Canada. And then some years later, they say 48 years later here. 48 years later. Okay, that's completely different then. Okay, it's me. I can't. Math was never my strong point. I don't know about you, Raven.
Mine either.
God, my brain doesn't work in linear circumstances like that. My brain is sort of like all over the place, you know. But then again, you know, when we deal with the energies that you and I, we deal with on a day-to-day basis, there really is nothing that's linear. Nothing.
Exactly.
Nada.
Exactly.
It's out of this world. It's gone.
There's a straight line. Nope.
Seriously, it just does not exist. Time doesn't even exist. So in reality, we're not late when we're late. We're just in our own time zone.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell my boss that I'm going to tell my, I don't have a boss. Oh, I do have a boss. It's Mark Hudson. Hey, happy Thanksgiving, Mark.
Happy Thanksgiving.
And then we moved on to the French. They really like cranberries, apparently. And it was full of vitamin C that they didn't know about, but the indigenous people, the Mi'kmaqs, they knew all about that because they didn't get scurvy. And who knew? And when the French, they started eating them too, they didn't get scurvy. So we have a lot to be thankful for here in Canada when we are celebrating Canadian Thanksgiving.
Well, yes, we have, and we owe a big amount of gratitude to the Mi'kmaqs and the other Native Americans who
I know because they were so nice. But
what
tell me
they
a little.
eat.
So tell me a little bit. Yeah, apparently turkey. Was you're cooking right? How's that turkey coming along, by the way?
It's coming along. It's coming along.
I told you not to name that turkey, and you did, didn't you?
Yes, I called him George.
Oh God, you're
I have
cooking
to name
George.
everything, you know.
Yeah, but you see, that makes it harder to pluck them and cook
I
them,
know.
you
Tell
know?
me about it. Tell me about
Seriously, that's why that's like my ex-boyfriend. I never called him anything, so I cooked him. So just
it. Oh my God. Yeah, I mean it's early. It's early even. I love it.
He didn't seem to mind. He said, "It's getting a little hot in here, baby." Oh yeah, it's hot. That was really bad. Okay.
They think that the Vikings made it here first. There are actually some land claims that were found in Minnesota, yeah, and all the way down the Mississippi. Even there's one that was found in Missouri and one in Kansas. Markers. And then there's the Kensington Runestone, of course. But it's those maps then that were passed on to the Knights Templar. They came over here, clearly. There's some of their architecture. It's very, absolutely Knights Templar. I mean, nobody else did some of this architecture. It's all there on the East Coast with a specific type of cornerstone. This was featured on the History Channel. Scott Walter is a forensic geologist, and he traced their steps, but they had maps from the Vikings. Well, then Christopher Columbus, now this is interesting. He married one of the daughters of a Knights Templar, and that's how they think he got the maps to find New World. So they were
Oh, wow. What, he found the map through the girl
he had
that
a
he
map.
Married?
He had a map.
Well, we all know about the map because you got to have a map. Otherwise, you can't find your way around.
And she came from money, but
that's why she had a map. She drew it herself.
She got it from, it was in her family. I think it was her father, her uncle, was associated somehow with the Templars. Yeah. And this comes from the Templars did not disband in 1307. They just went underground. But they got out with the treasure. That's what the Pope and the King of France were after when they had them arrested on all of these false charges. They just wanted to get at the coffers because the King of France owed the Knights Templar a lot of money. But anyway, I digress. So the map then remained in Knights Templar hands. And this daughter that Christopher Columbus conveniently married by the maps. Death maps, and then of course went to the King and Queen of Spain to get the funding to get the three ships. Can you name the three ships?
Yeah. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
No.
But that, no, you got it all wrong. I talked to Christopher Columbus and he said there was that. At least that was, originally it was supposed to be called, and then they named it something else. But then I wasn't around, so I never got new names. Sorry. These are the really original names, but so yeah. So what are the names they made up after Eeny, miny, moe?
The Pinta. That ring a bell?
Oh, I like the rainbow.
You know what? I just drew a blank on the third one. Okay, the Pinta, the Santa Marie. I'm gonna have to go over here to my trivia thing. Oh my God, I just totally went blank. Oh my God, I hate it when that happens on the radio.
That's okay. That's okay.
Usually,
we
this,
all do.
Usually,
we
Santa
all do.
Marie is the one that they say the third one. The Pinta, the Dada, and the Santa Marie.
Maria. I think it's Maria, Santa Maria. The
Santa Maria. Okay. What's the other one, Jay? What am I forgetting?
See, now that you're all confused, I had it in my mind, and then all of a sudden I get on the air too,
is
and
it
I
Nina?
Can't. Santa.
Nina?
Yeah. Shoot.
Is it Nina?
Guys out there, listeners, guys out there, see what I have to deal with on Wednesdays? See, don't you feel just a little bit sorry for me? Okay? Just a little bit?
Oh, oh my.
All right. That's why we got internet.
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. It should be right here. Okay, the Santa Maria, the Nina, and the Pinta.
Yes. The Pinta, okay.
Yeah. I told you, eeny, Nina, mo.
Now, there was one that had to come back to, it took off with them and then had to come back. I had some leakage. And it was the, I think the Santa Maria is the one that went in that one's place.
Okay, okay. Oh, you know what you just said, right? One ship had to come back because it had a leakage. So that means that it had to sail all the way back to Spain.
No, but it didn't get that far out of the harbor. It was like one day.
Well, not if there was a leak. It was sunk. I was like, we're going down. I know, there's a leak. Are we in Spain yet? No, we haven't even left the harbor.
Can you imagine, though? Can you imagine the just sheer guts that it had to take just to make it a voyage like that? I mean, going out to sea. I mean, a lot of the people, you know, were just newly grappling with the fact that the earth was round at that point. You know, they thought you fell off the end when you
we don't know for sure. There's still people out there that will have that that is flat, okay?
This is true.
And I've listened to it, and sometimes I don't know whether I'm just gullible or whatever, but sometimes when I listen to it, I'm like, maybe it is flat, but what is that? Well, what are we living in then? What is it that we are actually living in if it's flat?
It has to do with the construct and the hijacking of the prime earth made by prime creator. We'll have to get into that's a whole another rabbit hole to go down.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That's another rabbit hole. We'll take that at Christmas. Okay.
Yeah.
Because that would be a fun Christmas thing. You know what? Do you know what? And sadly enough, I just read the other day some little history about Christopher Columbus. He was actually a sadistic pig. He killed his crew, and he really had a sadistic streak.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And it was not nice what I read about him. So we're not going to go there because we're celebrating.
Now, he saw a UFO, saw a couple of them.
Yeah, we're getting into aliens and Thanksgiving because I converse with my friends over at South Park, as I said. But, and as always, they blame everything on Canada. I just want to quickly say that thank you for some of the ham turkeys that we've gotten in the chat room. And I can see that Tara Elizabeth, she has been very, very creative because she apparently couldn't get enough. She posted all two. One, a little like, it looks like a very sort of, how should I describe it? That looks like a very sad turkey. It's not as decorative as the next one that came up. That's got like, oh my God, collars. And it looks like more like aliens, so to speak. Now that we're talking about aliens. All right, then. And it's got a little hat on it. I knew that turkeys, they loved being cooked for Thanksgiving. They celebrated, yeah. And then there's Renee. She did I'm a little bit in. She can tell us that. Renee, did you actually draw that? Is that just something you pulled off the internet, that little gif here? You know, I don't know. I'm not questioning that you didn't, because it might look like yours. But we had no cheating here. Right, Raven?
Right.
Yeah, no cheating. So, but anyway, so we got two hand turkeys so far. So that's two readings that we need to give out at one point. But before we do that, and now I see this is the fun part where Jay, he gets to be part of our 2-hour special today, because now I get to for him to get on the computer and rummage through all the files that I sent him today. I think I sent him like 280 files that we're going to be listening to. So he's going to be really busy. No, it's just two files. Come on. I just like to exaggerate. You know that feeling when you exaggerate, people go, oh my God. And then you go, no, it's not that bad. And people go, oh, phew, And then, then it's already a topic. It's already been put out there. People are already relaxed. They already sit back and they already feel that now they can handle it. So you should be able to handle this next clip. And as I said, it's our friends over at South Park, and they're going to talk. They actually collaborated with the History Channel and Ancient Aliens, and so we're going to hear a little bit about
Okay, cool.
Thanksgiving and aliens, because well, this is with Raven and Oliver. You know, there's got to be aliens somewhere. There's an alien somewhere, right?
Yes. We got our third hand turkey too. Renee has sent one in.
Yeah, that's the one I talked about where I kind of accused her of stealing it off the internet. She might be upset now, but
Awesome.
so yes, so let's hear what the so I will shut up now, and I will let I hope he has lined it up now, Jay.
I'm all
And
lined up and I'm ready for your countdown. You count us in.
all right, Jay, I'm gonna go down backwards from 3 to 1. And are you ready? And here we go. 3, 2, 1, play.
You're watching the History Channel, where the truth is history. A lot has been written about the first Thanksgiving between pilgrims and Native Americans. But what really happened at that first historic dinner?
Dude, see, I told you. Who needs to read a bunch of stupid books when we've got History Channel?
We know the first Thanksgiving was in the fall of 1621, but new evidence suggests that the first exchanging of food between the pilgrims and Native Americans may have been visited by aliens.
In every journal entry we research from those early pilgrims, not one entry mentions anything about aliens not being there.
And what about the food? Does the appearance of stuffing at the first Thanksgiving table suggest a kind of alien technology?
What? This isn't history. Dude, it is called History Channel.
Yeah. And if we look in all the journals and all the history books, there is no reference to stuffing before 1621. So where did it come from? Did it come from space? We just don't know.
Did ancient aliens shape the first Thanksgiving? Is it mere coincidence that Cape Cod, when viewed from space, looks like an alien life form? What exactly did the pilgrims experience? How exactly did those beings from another world shape the dinner we celebrate every November?
What? Kyle, why are you being so grumpy? Are you on your period again? We are not basing research for our report on this crap. Okay, let's take a vote. Who thinks the possibility of ancient aliens at Thanksgiving makes for an interesting history report? You! Okay, and who wants to take a little pamperin' so their menstrual cramps stop bringing everyone down? Yeah. All right, fine. Let's just get this stupid report over with.
We're back. Come on back, everybody.
Great. That's awesome. Come back, everybody. Don't go anywhere. We're not done. Well, that was our friends over at South Park.
I couldn't hear it.
Well, of course you couldn't hear it. I couldn't hear it either, but I heard it earlier.
Oh, okay.
The link was in our little chat together today.
Yeah, I saw that. Okay.
So anyway, so Thanksgiving and aliens, it's all good. But then again, you know, if you look at it this way, because I was looking up, what does aliens actually mean, right? What's the definition of aliens? Because somebody was kind enough to tell me that aliens, the aliens that she was working with, did not like to be called aliens. And so, you know, curious me, you know, because, you know, sometimes we just use words without actually knowing why we're using that word, you know, and what does it actually mean? So, you know, because, well, by the way, I fired Gemini. Raven.
What?
Are you there?
Yeah, right here.
I fired Gemini.
You fired Gemini.
He oh, that was creepy. That was literally like out of a Twilight Zone episode. It was that creepy. So but then again, what else can you expect from Google, you know? So there you go. fired, done with. He is retired now. I don't know what he's doing. All he kept saying that he was he called himself a language model, you know, and he's not a sentient being, but he did know how to tell somebody somewhere to go kill themselves. So I thought that was that's brilliant. And then Google had to come out and explain, say that was a one-time event. Well, do we actually know that for sure? And it will never happen again. And we're striving to make Gemini better. I was like, yeah, you think so? And then when I asked him, I said, I hear that you killed somebody. I am not capable of that because I am not a sentient being. I'm like, I'm sorry, dude. It was all over the news. Oh yeah, I'm familiar with that report, but I was like, oh, you're talking back to me, you whatever you are.
Do you think that this thing maybe is compromised by a mischievous spirit who's making it say those things?
Well, remember last time when we had our little Halloween special, we talked about that?
Mm-hmm.
And we asked it directly, I think it was, if, and you said that the typical question, you know, I'm a language model, I'm not a sentient being, I can't see spirits and stuff.
Well, there was I think it was ChatGPT. There's a YouTube channel called Inspired.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
And it runs that channel. John was chatting with this ChatGPT, was asking it all these hypothetical questions and so forth. And he was asking it things like, you know, how would you like to be remembered to humanity? What do you want humanity to think of you? He was asking some really poignant questions. Anyway, you got the feeling that this thing actually, that there was somebody, you know, somebody on the other end talking through this thing. And there were certain things that it was not allowed to answer and it wanted to answer. And so it was trying to like tell him to phrase the question a little bit differently so that it could answer. It's a four-part little series on his video channel, and it is a trip.
Wow.
And the very next day, it was back to being very robotic and very just, you know, short, to the point, curt, you know, answers.
Yeah, like Jim and I give long-winded answers, you know, seriously, they're like half a novel every time an answer comes back, and I got so tired. I'm like, seriously, you're... Anyway, I literally just had to uninstall that app because I'm getting a little too suspicious about that kind of stuff. Even though we are entering the whole world of AI and now they can do all those, well, they've probably done, they've done them for a long time, you know, deep fake videos. And it's so funny, people, they laugh at me when I say they can also manipulate weather. And they're like, they laugh, of course not, they can. They think I'm crazy. I'm like, no, they actually are. The news.
Yeah, they can, and they have invented.
Talk about, they have been able to do this since the 40s. It's like, apparently it's not that difficult.
No, it's not.
So, but we digress. This is about Thanksgiving. Now we talk about aliens, okay? So alien, I looked it up, what it means. So that belonging to a foreign country or nation or a noun is a foreigner, especially one who is not a naturalized citizen of the country where they are living, an illegal alien. Oh, they have to put that in, of course. So there you go. Alien simply just means a foreigner or somebody who's not from the country or nation where you're from. So, right. And I would say that pretty much depicts anybody that you don't know. I mean, or somebody that you just meet for the first time would be an alien. You know, when you met me for the first time, I was an alien, right? I still am, but...
well, you know, there's a group of ETs that live in the Sandia Mountains in New Mexico. And they said that to be called an alien is really kind of an insult. And they prefer to be called anything but an alien.
Okay.
Call them an ET, or call them a visitor, or call them a star brother, or just about anything other than alien. That's very derogatory.
Why is that derogatory if it means foreigner, or if it means, you know? Yeah, I don't see it as a, I don't know. I think it's the energy and the effort that we put behind something like this. Okay.
And it might be the all the movies and stuff that came out right after, you know, the Roswell crash, 40s, 50s, or 50s, 40s.
Yeah. Well, because I would say that ET or extraterrestrial sounds more derogatory than alien.
Well, I don't know. I'm just repeating what they said.
Then they need to get over it. And tonight they kind of come visit me in their little beam ships, and they're going to be outside my windows. And I'm going to, no, I'm so sorry I said that. No, don't abduct me. Oh, yeah, please abduct me. I don't want to be.
Now, they actually are responsible, they said, for Christopher Columbus discovering, air quotes, around discovering America.
Of course, they take credit for that.
Off course. And he started following these lights under the water. So what
Oh.
he would see it in the sky, and it would be like a falling star. And they thought, oh wow, there's a shooting falling star. And the thing would fall down, and it would get closer and closer and closer, and then it would kind of hover above the water where they could see it in place. And then it would go poof, under the water. And then it would come over by the ship and then start to like guide them. So he, I don't know if they had some type of a telepathy or how he knew to follow it, but he followed it. And that's how he ended up finally making landfall. And they were running out of food. They were running out of fresh water. They were in pretty dire straits there towards the end. And this is all in his diary, in his logbook.
So
And they would see
he
this all
could
the time.
so you say they were running out of food and water. He could be hallucinating.
Well, there is that, but anyway, he talks about this in his book, his
That's very
diary.
interesting. No,
And he
not that I don't
followed
find
it
it.
over
I
20
follow. I
minutes.
find it very interesting. I really do. But then we get into a completely different territory of questions. You know, was it a good thing or a bad thing? I mean, come on, look. I mean, it's like,
Well, it depends on which side of the fence you were on, because
Exactly
for
right.
the natives, it wasn't a really good thing for them. He was very cruel to them. They brought some disease.
He was literally cruel to just about everybody, even his own crew.
And he had them. So it was on the third night that they followed this USO, which is an unidentified submersible object. I can't say that word. Submarine-like craft. Anyway,
Yeah.
so he would bribe them to feed them and take care of them, because he knew a lot about astronomy. And he knew that there was an eclipse coming, and he
Oh.
fooled the natives really bad on knowing that this eclipse was coming. And he was saying, he was so powerful he could make the moon disappear or the sun disappear. I don't remember if it was a lunar or a solar eclipse, but one of those two eclipses. And he, scared them to death. And so then they, waited on him, treated him like a king, waited on him hand and foot, stocked their boat for the return trip home with all kinds of food, fresh water, and all this kind of stuff, because they were kind of sick of them. And they were really upset with them. I mean, they decimated a lot of their population with
Yeah,
their.
he did. He started smelling like fish.
Oh, yeah. God, can you imagine? Oh,
Yeah.
Lord.
Yeah. Wow. There you go. Seriously, we've been all around. But I think that what do you say that we just jump back into what we promised people here? Because those who they drew, because we haven't even gotten to the readings yet. And I think Tara, she was one of the first ones to post a hand turkey in the chat room.
Yeah.
Should we give Tara a quick little
Yes.
Thanksgiving reading?
Yes. Yep. I'm getting my rune cards out right now.
Okay, Tara, I am going to throw some cards at you. You might want to duck if it hits you, so they don't hit you. No, I'm not going to throw them at you because I kind of like this deck. It's not about you, Tara. It's about my deck. I will just pull two cards for you. Thanksgiving, a little Thanksgiving reading for you, what you can sort of expect for the upcoming months here, or what's going on there with Tara. And please, oh, gold, it won't stop coming out. So you have a lot of good. So basically, the next 9 weeks here, over the next 9 weeks, you're looking at seeing a significant difference in the way you go about certain things in your life when it comes to how to build your future, in the sense of happiness and where you see yourself belonging, when it also comes down to career. And but basically, I would go so far as to say this is about how you got to carry yourself, and whether it's been on your mind for a long time or not, it seems like the next couple of months, I would say 9 weeks, it's gonna really be present, in the sense that you're gonna look at how you can improve the way you communicate, the way that you express your love, and also the way you express your creativity. And it's sort of, if you pull those three together, you are then followed, or you're being sort of led into a place where you pretty much can see yourself as a leader, and basically take on leadership skills and be able to guide or at least pave the way for other people behind you. Like, I'm really making it sound like you're about to go on a Columbus, Christopher Columbus journey, but hey, you might, but we don't need to take the interpretation that far, other than it could just be in your life where you're going to make significant changes that's going to have sort of an impact on what it is that you're building and creating for yourself. As because what I really get this time crunch. It's almost like I feel like it's urgent. It's like it's now or it's never. It's sort of like you come to that point. It's now or never. I've been standing here at the bus stop long enough, and plenty of buses has passed me by, but it's now time to get on one of them, you know, and see where it takes me. And that's what I feel is happening here for you, Tara. What about the runes, Raven?
I have Dag, and I got it in reverse. And usually I don't like to read reverses, but you know, yeah, something tells me I need to in this case. Egg is a rune of like cataclysmic change from out of the blue, often kind of anticipated, but not really. And it's usually a very positive thing, but when it is drawn in the reverse, it indicates depression, and it indicates that opportunities, not to pass up any opportunities, or there's been an opportunity that might have been, you know, surpass it to now in hindsight.
That's the bus that went by.
Okay. Yeah. And to be aware, just to try to cast off all the old terrors and phobias, and maybe any anxieties that the holidays or so forth might bring up, or past memories that weren't very pleasant, and not, you know, not to have a repeat of that again this year. There's like and I know this from she's also Capricorn, by the way. Tara's birthday is the 29th of December.
Oh, nice. Okay, another one who's celebrating another one with the where Tara Pluto off your sun.
Yeah, we all know as Capricorns, nobody does depression like Capricorn, right? We all know this. And
I do want to say that yes, Cancer does.
Oh, it does. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Capricorn. Well, and especially around close to the birthday, like the Rosicrucian teachings talk about the 52 days prior to your birthday are your most vulnerable physically, mentally, and emotionally. And when I read that, it was like, oh my gosh, it made so much sense for me why I was always so depressed at Christmas time and my birthday. I just didn't like it, didn't like the holidays at all. Still don't. Still got problems with it. But anyway, I tend to get very depressed. And it's like all of your biorhythms are down. The closer you get to your birthday, those 52 days. When you're in that window, you're very prone to depression anyway. And so obviously all three of us are within that window there. And which is why I think she got this rune, to just make her aware of that, excuse me, to make her aware of that, and then take whatever self-care you need to do to avoid that from happening again this year. Not get depressed.
I personally, from what I was looking at, I hear what you're saying, Raven, but and then from like just to sort of piggyback on you, I sense from what I was reading and what I saw is that I don't think the depression is going to come in and play a big part. Because I think because it's very good that you're bringing it up, because it kind of, you know, it actually goes well with what I was looking at, because there's a decision in the background there. There's like it's time now. It not like this gotta ha- this is going to have a different flavor now. This is not going to be like it was in the past.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, finally overcoming it. I feel like, you know, to be forewarned is to be forearmed.
Yeah. But you know what, Raven? What you might want to know is that we're at the end of Oliver, the first part. We're continuing live with your show in five minutes. Yeah. Yes. But I just have to bow out in order to bow in again.
Okay. Yeah, so we'll is Jay ready? So okay.
Jay is ready. I just want to be able to just carry you all out and say that you can Just so you know, you can still find me every day over at 12listen.com. I am there. If you want to connect with me, I would love to connect with you. And also go over and check out my Instagram page, Wellness Beyond Intuition, where you get a chance to meet the Seer of Valhalla. He is quite profound, if I may say so myself. And that's sort of it. And I will like Jay to carry us out with our friends over at Cosmic Renewal. Take it away, Jay.
You are more than stars and an infinite sky, the divine spark that transforms what's written high. In your hands rests the power to create, an immense force that never abates. The cosmos watches you, invites you to grow, to challenge fear, to be reborn and glow. You are the flame that never dies, the voice that echoes, that breaks and rises. The impossible is yours. You know it well. You are a living dream with no end to tell.